This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Started in 1934, the American Dance Festival brings 6.5 weeks of dance performances to Durham, one of the largest modern dance festivals in the country, and it begins today. Jody Nimmerichter is the director of ADF, and she joins me now to talk about it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Phoebe, for having me.
So let's get it all out of the way. What is the main purpose of ADF?
Well, the purpose of ADF is really to support modern dance. And how we do that is through commissioning and supporting artists to create new work and supporting their companies, and also training a whole new generation of dancers and choreographers for future performances, whether they become the choreographers of works you'll see in the future or be the performers in the pieces you'll see in the future.
As residents of the Triangle in North Carolina, we know, many of us have heard ADF before. And I've always thought, this gigantic, big, world-class dance festival is here in Durham. Why is this here in Durham?
Well, it's interesting. About 37 years ago, the festival was located at Connecticut College, and it was just outgrowing the space, and it was time to make a change. And there was really an RFP sent out and a national panel of people put together to try to find a new home for ADF. And Terry Sanford was very instrumental in helping bring it to Durham, North Carolina.
This is the governor.
The governor, yes. And it was, North Carolina basically won the festival. So it was very exciting that the festival moved here in 1977 and has been building audiences ever since.
I always think about the fact that, July in Durham is the heat of the summer. Who wants to be in Durham in July? And you've all these people coming here to do this physical activity. It's not like the woods of Massachusetts.
No, it's not. And actually, the joke was once we moved the festival here, I can say I wasn't here at the time, but the joke was sort of, this is amazing and the state has won ADF and it's going to be fabulous, but it is so hot. Everybody's going to go to the beach in the summer. So who's going to come see the performances? But over the 37 years, we've really built incredible audiences that have followed companies over a majority of their careers.
What are some of the companies that are being highlighted this year?
Well, it's hard to say because we actually have 24 companies and choreographers coming to the festival. But we open with Vertigo Dance Company from Israel.
Tonight.
It's very exciting. They're coming back for their second ADF performances with a U.S. premiere of a new work. It's a thrilling, athletic, physical piece, vibrant, and I think is incredibly accessible for someone who's never come to modern dance before.
For a lot of us, we think of ADF as this incredible chance to go and see these dance companies from around the world that are coming to Durham. It's in our backyard. But that's like half of what ADF does. The other bit of it is all of these students, these dancers themselves that are descending upon Durham to learn.
Literally today, there are going to be hundreds of dancers coming to ADF from around the world. They are going to dance over 6 hours a day in those hot, sweaty studios. They're going to see performances. They get to see every single company. They do master classes with the choreographers who come with their companies. They get to do special classes with music and musicians. And
those students that are coming here will have the opportunity to audition and be part of some of those performances.
Yeah, so it's a thrilling weekend. All these students descend upon ADF, and they do preview classes, and then they also get to audition for performances and also repertory workshops. But the performances, we have one program, it's called Footprints. It happens at the end of the season, and it's three choreographers, and they're all going to create brand new pieces on ADF students. So they get a spot to audition to be in these performances that will be part of the paid ADF season.
And this year, there's a push from ADF to get a younger audience to come and see these performances, which are at DPAC and at Reynolds Theater at Duke. And sometimes I think you see $36 or $27, and you say, that's maybe a little too much. But this year, there's a great opportunity.
Well, Phoebe, I have to say I've had a lot of younger people come to me and say they would love to see more, but they can't really afford it. So we're offering $10 tickets. And what I think is exciting, you have to be 18 to 30 years old, but you can buy your tickets in advance. You don't have to wait till the night of. And those tickets, you can get a $10 ticket in the orchestra, in the front, the back, the side, wherever you want to sit. So it's not like we're giving like the not so good seats to these people, but it's a chance for them to come, be exposed to a whole breadth of it and see what they like. And hopefully we'll fall in love with modern dance at a reasonable price.
Well, there's a remarkable amount of performances to choose from. And thank you so much for talking about it.
Thanks.
Jody Nimmerichter is the director of the American Dance Festival, which begins today in Durham. You can find out more information on our website, WUNC.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.